Deuteronomy chapter 23. He who is wounded in the stones, or has his private member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord Jehovah. A bastard, a child born out of wedlock, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord Jehovah. Even to his tenth generation he shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord Jehovah. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord Jehovah, even to their tenth generation they shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord Jehovah forever. Because they did not meet you with bread and with water in the way, when you came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Nevertheless the Lord Jehovah, your God would not listen to Balaam. But the Lord Jehovah, your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord Jehovah, your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not hate an Edomite, because he is your brother. You shall not hate an Egyptian, because you were a stranger in his land. The children who are fathered by them shall enter into the congregation of the Lord Jehovah, in their third generation. When the host, army, goes forth against your enemies, then keep yourself from every wicked thing. If there is among you any man, who is not clean because of uncleanness that happens to him by night, then he shall go outside of the camp, he shall not come within the camp. But it shall be, when evening comes on, he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. You shall have a place also outside the camp, where you shall go forth abroad, to relieve yourself. And you shall have a paddle, shovel, upon your weapon. And it shall be, when you relieve yourself abroad, you shall dig with it, and shall turn back and cover that which comes out from you. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God walks in the midst of your camp, to deliver you, and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore your camp shall be holy, that he sees no unclean thing in you, and turns away from you. A servant who has escaped from his master to you, you shall not deliver to his master. He shall live with you, even among you, in that place which he shall choose in one of your gates, where it pleases him best. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no prostitute of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a prostitute, or the price of a dog, sodomite, into the house of the Lord Jehovah, your God for any vow, because even both these are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, your God. You shall not lend upon usury, interest, to your brother, interest of money, interest of food, interest of anything that is lent upon interest. To a stranger you may lend upon interest, but to your brother you shall not lend upon interest. That the Lord Jehovah, your God may bless you in all that you set your hand to in the land where you go to possess it. When you shall vow a vow to the Lord Jehovah, your God, you shall not be slack to pay it. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. But if you shall refrain from making vows, it shall not be sin in you. That which has gone out of your lips you shall keep and perform. Even a freewill offering, as you have vowed to the Lord Jehovah, your God, which you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat grapes to your fill at your own pleasure. But you shall not put any in your vessel. When you come into the standing corn of your neighbor, then you may pluck the ears with your hand. But you shall not move a sickle to your neighbor's standing corn.